Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 12 through 15. Please rise for the Gospel reading. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
For those who don't know who I am, I'm Pastor Julie, the lead pastor here at Hillsdale United Methodist Church. If you are here as a visitor, we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And then it is my joy to see all of you this morning. Today is the second Sunday after Epiphany, a season of revelation and light. And today is also a very special day as we celebrate our dear friends and church member, Sylvia's 100th birthday. Originally, I had planned to begin a new sermon series today. Only Mike Lavitor knew it. But plans can change for a good reason. So if you don't know who Sylvia is, let me tell you briefly. Sylvia is a special, very, very special to this church. And Sylvia is a special to many of us since she has touched so many our lives by her service. I can say she is a living legacy and a shining example of servant leadership that Jesus teaches and calls us to embrace in today's gospel lesson. In this chapter, Jesus teaches his disciples about servant leadership. Because many people, including his disciples, misunderstood what it meant to follow Jesus and to be the greatest. You might remember the story of the mother of James and John asking Jesus to give her two sons the seat at the right and left when Jesus became a king. And the disciples even argued among themselves about who was considered the greatest. So in this chapter, Jesus not only told them why he came to the world to serve rather than to be served, but he also demonstrated what it meant to be the greatest by humbling himself and washing his disciples' feet. After demonstrating this, Jesus asked his disciples to do the same by saying, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. That now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." In this moment, Jesus redefined greatness and demonstrated servant leadership. And Jesus calls all of us to follow his example by serving others. I believe Sylvia is a great example of servant leadership that our Lord asks us to embody. She has faithfully served this church and our community in countless ways, whether it was teaching in Sunday school, serving on church committees, volunteering at various churches, ministries, and mission, and giving generously, or leading the women's group and bowling club. She has constantly placed others before herself, and she still does at the age of 100. I vividly remember meeting Sylvia for the first time. I came to this church in 2020 when all churches closed due to the coronavirus. So back then, we offered only online services. But one day, Sylvia came to the church office with a couple of cardstock papers and then handed them to Christine, the former church office manager. And she was 95 years old at the time. After she left, I asked Christine, why did you ask Sylvia to buy cardstock papers for you? From a Korean perspective, I thought it was disrespectful to ask an elder to do such a task. But Christine explained that actually it was Sylvia who had offered help to Christine, so she asked her to buy some cardstock paper for her because she loves serving others however she can. And now her vision has worsened, so has her hearing. So she no longer drives. However, her servant heart never stops. I remember 2 years ago, when Sylvia stopped driving, she told me, here at the same spot, Pastor, I am afraid that I can no longer come to church and volunteer because I don't drive anymore. I can't see well, I can't hear well, but Pastor, if possible, I still love to come to church and volunteer. How could I tell her, stop volunteering? So I told her, please continue to help us with Burke mailing as long as she was able. And she said yes. And then she still continues to do so. So whenever you receive the church newsletter, Open Door, please remember this wonderful lady who just turned 100 years old. I have shared with you just a glimpse of Sylvia's life devoted to her church and community. And during the coffee hour, you will hear more amazing story about the Sylvia's contribution to Hillsdale United Methodist Church. So please come and join us for the coffee hour. Everybody is welcome. So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Sylvia's milestone today, let her life be a living sermon to all of us. Sylvia reminds us that the servant leadership, it is not bound by age, ability, or recognition. It is about a heart willing to serve, just as Jesus demonstrated by washing his disciples' feet. So I want to ask you to examine your own lives with this following question. Are you willing to step out of your comfort zones and serve others with the same humility and faithfulness the Savior has demonstrated. And I want you to remember that Jesus asked us to serve. It wasn't just suggestion, but it was a commandment. Let me just read the scripture again. Jesus said, "Now that I, your Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." This is a call to action, a call to live out our faith by serving others with the love and grace our Lord has offered to us. So church, today as we honor Savior, let us also recommit ourselves to this commitment that our Lord has given to us. And let our legacy inspire us to be the hands and feet of Christ in our church and our community and even beyond. And may we strive to live lives that reflect the light of Christ, just as Savior has done so beautifully for 100 years. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Savior and her incredible witness to your love and grace. Help us to follow the example of Jesus, who humbled himself to serve others. May we to live lives of servant leadership, bringing hope and light to those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.